don't get to the convention soon, all the good comics will be gone.
What do you care about good comics? All you ever buy is Casper the Wimpy Ghost.
I think it's sad that you equate friendliness with wimpiness, and I hope it'll keep you from ever achieving true popularity.
Well, you know what I think? I think Casper's the ghost of Richie Rich.
Hey, they do look alike.
I wonder how Richie died.
Perhaps he realized how hollow the pursuit of money is and took his own life.
Kids, could you lighten up a little?
Now, Radioactive Man, he rules. Never punches a bad guy without saying something cool.
He's no wittier than the next superhero.
Oh, yeah? Look, he knocks the guy into the sun and says, "Hot enough for ya?"
I stand corrected.
We're here!
Too bad we didn't come dressed as popular cartoon characters.
This looks like a discount for... Bartman!
Who are you supposed to be?
I'm Bartman.
Never heard of him. Full price.
Oh, lousy ripoff.
Can't you have this on? Young people of Springfield, as your mayor, I'd like to welcome you to our annual Funny Book Convention. And thank you for pumping almost $300 into the local economy. Your youthful high spirits have imparted a glow to this old warhorse. You might say I feel like Radiation Man.
That's Radioactive Man, jerk!
Stand corrected. Well, have fun, and be sure to clear out by 6 for the Shriners. Get that punk's name. No one makes a fool out of Diamond Joe Quimby.
Excuse me, sir. Has anyone turned an elect Vulcan ear?
Let's see. We got a utility belt, a couple of tricorders, a lightsaber. Sorry, kid.
Hey, bike dude.
Hey, Auto Man. Ooh, what's that?
My very own idea for a comic book, little man. It's about a dude who drives a school bus by day, but by night fights vampires in a post-apocalyptic war zone.
Cool.
Come on, Bart. We're going to see Buddy Hodges.
The guy who played Fallout Boy on TV?
Yep.
Wow. I guess he wasn't killed in Vietnam.
Ah, these Laramie cigarettes give me the steady nerves I need to combat evil.
Gee willikers, Radioactive Man. Wished I was old enough to smoke Laramie.
Sorry, Fallout Boy. Not until you're 60. Look out!
Will Radioactive Man act in time to save the Earth?
Yay!
Well, wasn't that great? You know, kids, I'm sure we'd all like to remember actor Dirk Richter for his portrayal of Radioactive Man and not the sordid details of his final years. So let's keep the questions tasteful, okay? Now, how about a big welcome for Buddy Fallout Boy Hodges?
Any questions?
When Radioactive Man got injected with shrinking serum in issue 234, how come his costume shrinks, too?
I am sure I don't know. But I did just finish playing Rum Tum Tugger in the Second National Touring Company of Cats. Anybody see it?
Oh, over here. Oh, boy. Me.
Yes, you, the masked boy.
Do you think the ghost of Dirk Richter haunts the bordello where his bullet-riddled body was found?
Dirk Richter was a beautiful man. Can't you little vultures leave him alone?
Hey, Radioactive Man number 72! It's imaginary tale where Radioactive Man marries Larva Girl.
Wow, number 9. That's before Fallout Boy became his ward.
Tell you what, I'll show you something very special if you promise to put your grubby little hand behind your back and cheat in it. Behold!
Wow, Radioactive Man number 1.
None other.
I bet it's worth $1,000,000.
It is, my lad, but I'll let you have it for 100. Because you remind me of me.
Hmm. All I got is 30.
Then you cannot have it.
But I must. Until this moment, I never knew why God put me on this earth. But now I know. To buy that comic book.
Your emotion is out of place here, son.
So, did you kids have fun?
Yeah, Mom. Guess what? For $1, a man sold me 35 Caspers and a dozen Lois Lane.
Oh.
I never knew what Superman saw in her. Give me Wonder Woman. Wow. And that golden lariat. She can tie me up anytime. Oh. Oh.
Homer.
I was just kidding, Marge. Hey, what does everyone say to dinner at Krusty Burger? My treat.
Hi, Homer. Whoa, you really are a sport, Dad, taking us out to a fine restaurant like Krusty Burger?
All right, what are you getting at?
I need $100 for a comic book.
$100 for a comic book? Who drew it, Michael Michelangelo?
Oh, please, Dad. I want this more than anything in the world.
Well, T.S.
Please, Dad.
No.
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 Please, Dad.
No. Now, look, son, we all know that usually when you bug me like this, I give in, so I'm not mad at you for trying. Shows you've been paying attention. But we all know I'm not going to give you $100. Now, are you going to stop bugging me?
No.
Are you?
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 No. No.
Are you?
No.
Are you?
No.
Are you?
No. Okay!
I win! In your face! Yeah! How do you like them apples? Woo-hoo!
Oh, don't quote, Homer. You know, Bart, when I was your age, the one thing I wanted more than anything in the world was a child-sized electric light bulb oven. My parents wouldn't give me the money, so I went to my sisters, Patty and Selma.
We'll give you half our allowance.
Uh-huh. But you have to be our slave.
Okay.
This gives us a lot more free time.
Uh-huh.
Let's take up smoking.
For months, I worked and worked while my sisters smoked and smoked. Venus. Oh, Venus. We want those dress shields hand-washed and drip-dried. But the big day finally came, and because I worked for it, all those light bulb warm treats always tasted extra good. So maybe a part-time job is the answer.
Oh, Mom, I couldn't ask you to do that. You're already taking care of Maggie, and Lisa is such a handful.
She means you should get a job, stupid.
Me?
Get a job? Were they serious? I didn't realize it at the time, but a little piece of my childhood had slipped away. Forever.
Bart, what are you staring at?
Nothing.
He didn't say it, and neither did I, but at that moment, my dad and I were closer than we
Bart!
Ever...
Bart! Stop it!
Sorry. I need some money. A lot of money. Ah. Empty bottles. Empty bottles. Well, it's practically empty. There you go, Apu.
Oh, very good. Would you like to deposit the freight from the cost of a jumbo cherry squishy?
No, not today. I need the dime.
Oh, it is good to see you are learning a trade.
Ching, ching, ching! Aha! Americanize this, my good man.
Okey-dokey.
All those coins were only worth 3 lousy cents?
Let the good times roll.
This is so humiliating. I feel like such a geek.
How's it going, Bart?
Terrible. Cars slow down to laugh at me, but no one's buying.
Maybe you need to play on their sympathies more.
Let's see.
Now you look pathetic.
Lemonade sucks. I need a new product. Let's see. Formaline, no crowding, cheap beer, and a sympathetic ear. Step right up.
Hey, Bart, could you give me one on credit? I'm a little short this week.
Beat it.
Hey, you got a liquor license here, young fella?
My dog ate it.
Gotta have a license to sell beer.
Say, writing all those tickets must make you guys thirsty. How about a couple on the house?
Well, seeing as how it's a first offense...
I guess we can overlook this.
So long, officers. Uh-oh.
Hey, what's all the... My beer! My beer! My beautiful bear!
The poor boy is so desperate. He wants to earn money to buy a comic book.
A comic book? Oh, my. Boys never change. Which one is it, Nazi Smasher?
I don't think so.
Send him over to my house. I got a few chores he could do. He knows how to mix whitewash, don't he?
Mrs. Glick?
You must be Bert Simpson. Well, you look like you got a strong young back. Would you like something to eat? I got dried apricots, almond paste, sauerkraut candy.
No, thanks. Who's that?
That's my brother, Asa. He was killed in the Great War. Held a grenade too long.
This one's for you, Kaiser Bill. Special delivery from Uncle Sam and all the boys in D Company. Yeah, Johnny, Harrison, Brooklyn Bob, and Reggie. Yeah, even Reggie. He ain't so stuck up once you get to...
Here, have some ribbon candy. Boys love candy.
No, thanks.
Boys love candy.
I think I'd rather just get to work, ma'am.
We'll start with a little light yard work, and when you're done, you can have a nice barley pop. I want you to clear out all the weeds. You don't know which ones are weeds.
All of them?
Good boy. Now be careful with these. I'll be inside watching my stories.
Ow!
Ow! Jack, please. I'm married.
That must be what's turning me on.
Oh, stop it. Some more.
Filthy. But genuinely arousing. Finished.
Merciful heavens! You're bleeding! I'll get the iodine.
It's a bunion pounder. Iodine.
Now, don't fidget.
Listen, lady, you don't have...
They've never improved on iodine.
Hi, Mom.
Did you make any money?
Not yet, but at least I'm in a lot of pain.
Oh, well, I think what you're doing for Mrs. Glick is very nice. The poor old thing doesn't have anybody.
There's a reason.
The sludge certainly collects around those downspouts, don't it?
Right, old sludge, you old bat.
Today, we watch Beulah. You know what that is?
Some old lady thing nobody's heard about for 50 years?
No, it was my wedding dress. But then I dyed it black, and it became my mourning dress.
Great story, lady. Last night, I dreamed I held you in my arms. No. No, not the iodine. Burn the germs off with the torch. Amputate my arm, but not the...
Well, it's payday. I'll wager you've been looking forward to this.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Here we are. Two quarters.
Two quarters.
You deserve every penny. You know, I've told a lot of my girlfriends about you, and they have chores, too.
Two quarters?
Bart, you didn't say thank you.
Listen, lady, I can leave without screaming, and I can leave without saying a bad word, but there is no way that I am saying thank you.
You're welcome. All right, then, off you go to spend it on penny whistles and moon pie.
Moon pie's my butt. Somebody ought to moon pie her.
What's your problem, boy?
I've been busting my hump all week for that withered old clam, and all I got was 50 cents.
Hey, when I was your age, 50 cents was a lot of money.
Really?
Nah.
Dad, I've done everything I could, and I've only got 35 bucks. Ugh, I am through with working. Working is for chumps.
Son, I'm proud of you. I was twice your age before I figured that out.
You let me have it for $40?
$40? Forget it. You made me get off my stool for that.
It's all I've got. I sold seeds. I visited my aunt at the nursing home. I fished a dime out of the sewer, for God's sake.
No way. What do you want?
Can I have it for $35?
No, no. Freaking kids. I do not need this. I've got a master's degree in folklore and mythology.
Excuse me. Do you have the Carl Yastrzemski baseball card from 1973 when he had big sideburns?
So many $30. Because if you ain't got it, I ain't getting off the stool.
Okay.
Wait a minute. Martin, if you, Milhouse, and I went in together, we could buy a copy of Radioactive Man number one right now.
Wow!
Here you go, mutton chop gas.
I don't want it.
Freaking kids.
Look, pal, we got $100 and we'd like to buy Radioactive Man number one. So why don't you just waddle over there and get it?
Yes, sir.
Wow. Breathe it in, boys.
Oh, this is the stuff dreams are made of. It smells like my grandpa.
Uh-oh, looks like rain. We better get this baby home. Uh-oh.
Looks like you bought more than you bargained for.
My pants. Caught on barbed wire. Good Lord! Choke! An A-bomb! Yarrgh! Becoming radioactive. From this day forward, I shall call myself Radioactive Man.
So that's how it happened.
I would have thought being hit by an atomic bomb would have killed him.
Now you know better.
Turn the page, Bart.
Careful, careful. Listen, you guys are welcome to come over and read it anytime you like.
Why can't we keep it in my house?
Your house? That's crazy talk.
Well, the comic's ours as much as it is yours.
How about this, guys? Bart can have it Mondays and Thursdays, Milhouse will get it Tuesdays and Fridays, and yours truly will take it Wednesdays and Saturdays.
Perfect.
Wait a minute. What about Sunday?
Yeah, what about Sunday?
Well, Sunday possession will be determined by a random number generator. I will take the digits 1 through 3, Milhouse will have 4 through 6, and Bart will have 7 through 9.
Perfect.
Wait a minute. What about zero?
Yeah, what about zero?
Yeah.
Well, in the unlikely event of a zero, possession will be determined by rock, scissor, paper competition. Best 3 out of 5, how's that?
This is pretty good. Okay, all right.
Excellent. Well, today being Saturday, gentlemen, I guess I'll be taking my comic and...
Nice try, Martin. It almost worked, but tonight this comic book stays right here.
If the comic book stays right here, then so do I.
Me too.
Fine. We're all going to stay here with the comic book. It'll be like a sleepover. Yeah, a sleepover. That's what pals do, right? Real friendly-like.
I want to read it again.
Nice try, mister.
Milhouse, the acids in your hand could damage the newsprint. We want to keep this comic forever, so the last one alive will have the honor of being buried with it.
What do you mean, the last one alive?
I meant years from now.
Yeah, sure you did.
Bart, don't push him.
I knew it. You're both against me. Well, nobody makes a sap out of Bartholomew J. Simpson.
Quit it! You quit it!
No, you quit it.
I thought you boys might like some milk and microwave some more.
Thank you, Mrs. Simpson.
Sweet dreams, boys.
One more step and you're a dead man.
I have to go to the bathroom, Bart.
Yeah, right, so do I, but you don't see me getting up.
Hey, what's going on?
Our dear friend Martin was trying to steal a comic book.
Let's tie him up!
Bart, is this how you treat all your guests?
Why, Piggy, we'll stick an apple in your mouth. We can't take any chances. We'll have to take turns watching him.
Okay, I'll go first.
Ah, so that's your little game. Let old Bart get nice and drowsy. Then when his back is turned, wham! Well, it is not gonna happen, see?
You're going crazy, Bart. I'm telling your mom.
Hey, Martin, tell him what we do with squealers.
I don't know. Is it worse than what you do with people that have to go to the bathroom?
You can't stop me.
The hell I can't.
Homer, it's really coming down. Could you check on the boys?
They're fine.
Wow! Bart, the comics! Don't let go of me, Bart!
Milhouse, it's not that far to the ground. The rain's probably softened it up a bit.
No! Bart, no!
If you guys hadn't tied me up, I could be saving the comic as we speak.
Shut up. Shut up.
Help me, Bart. I didn't even want the comic. I wanted Karzy Strzemski with a big sideburns.
You better come in the house. You don't want to get the sniffles.
Oh, Mom.
No, now, come on. You can play your little tie-up game inside. I've got some cocoa on the stove. Who wants imitation marshmallows?
I do.
I'd raise my hand, Mrs. Simpson, if I could.
Oh!
no use, fellows. Another comic book has returned to the earth from whence it came.
We worked so hard, and now it's all gone. We ended up with nothing because the three of us can't share.
What's your point?
Nothing. Just kind of ticks me off.
Well, the world is safe again. But for how long?